money, wealth, assets, opportunities even, that you may lose.
You must ask yourself if you love the people, because the only thing that can bind you to the people you serve is love. Ambition is not enough.
I have discovered the power of kindness, and that has made me a radical optimist. That's why I stay away from politics and from religion.
Countries that take unilateral action or coercive action.
Actually, like Pinoy personally.
It's not a beauty contest who's ahead of who,
yeah.
But to...
Yes, we've been all irrelevant before, and I think we'll all be irrelevant again.
Martin's Man Cave.
It's time. Broadcasting live from the new music capital. 99.5 RT is DWRT FM.
This is King DJ Logan.
This is D-Lo.
This is Sly.
My name is...
Who wants to be hot when you can be pretty hot and tasty?
Because you know you're so...
The DJ's hot. The music's hotter. 99.5 RT.
This is not RT. But welcome to the 81st episode of Martin's Man Cave here on podcast.ph. Our guest today is Bong Aportadera.
Yay!
Popularly known in the broadcast industry as Sunny B and one of the most sought-after radio and television commercial voice talents in the land. Bong was born on December 8, 1970 in Davao City, and currently lives in Manila since most of his gigs are here in the big city. He has two kids, Basti and Abby, who both live in Norway. In 86, Bong entered the broadcast industry in Davao and worked as a DJ at Southern Broadcasting Network, SBN. In 1988, he transferred to Radio Mindanao Network as DJ production assistant and worked there until 1990 before moving to Amapola Broadcasting as a DJ and program director, a post he held until 1991. He also worked as a DJ and station manager for Quest Broadcasting Company. He got his moniker Sunny B when he became part of Magic 89.9 DWTM FM and worked with the Manila based FM station from 95 to 2000. In 2000, he returned to his hometown in Davao to set up 105.9 Mix FM in partnership with Randall Ong, and he became the station manager and co-owner of the radio station. His Manila stints include 103.5 K-Light in 2013, 99.5 Play FM and RT, and voice image of Studio 23 and CNN Philippines. Sunny B also served as KBP chapter president of Davao for 3 terms and Davao City tourism officer under Mayor Rodi Duterte from 2008 to 2010 and city press officer under Mayor Inday Sara Duterte from 2010 to 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bong Aportadera.
Good afternoon. And thank you. It's an honor for me to be part of this wonderful man cave, which I also want to be part of forever.
It's really cool. You could be part of this. You could set up your own podcast show.
It's really cool.
Thank you so much, Bong, for allowing us to document your life and rich audio and video podcast. Siguro, a lot of us followed your career from Magic to Davao. And you're essentially the voice of FM radio, the new generation up after Jeremiah Jr., no?
Yeah.
Ikaw na yung sumunod eh. And then for quite some time, we lost you, and we couldn't find you. We didn't know where you were. And then you're back. And then you're back. And of course, I am very proud that you are from Mindanao, because I am from Mindanao, and I...
Solid.
pag ikaw taga Mindanao, nakikita kang taga Mindanao who makes it
you're proud.
In Manila. You're proud.
Proud.
Okay, let's sort of backtrack and let's talk about your parents.
Yeah. I actually come from a family of medical practitioners. My dad is Rizal. This is Rizal Aportadera. He's a practicing general surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from Iloilo. And then the family migrated to Davao, to Mindanao. Still practicing at 77. His eyes are still sharp. His hands are still steady he's a general surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's doing a lot of charity work. He runs a foundation also at the same time he also runs the Mindanao Burn Center. His one of his subspecialties is treating burns and difficult wounds. And for him, his lifelong obligation now is just to pay it forward. My mom, Cornelia, is also from the Visayas, from Capiz. They also migrated to Mindanao. She's also a specialist, a nurse specialist. She also does, she took up a subspecialty for nursing in burns, also in burns. So I have Ilonggo parents. I learn Ilonggo from them. And they're very typical Ilonggo family, very heartwarming, very malambing. But my dad is a no-nonsense guy when it comes to raising us as kids. Yeah, he's very strict. He's very strict. But I learned a lot from him as far as having the right attitude. Kumbaga.
Okay.
And my sisters are doctors also. The eldest is a plastic surgeon. But
let's name them.
Michelle,
yeah, okay.
Is the eldest. Unfortunately, she suffered a stroke. So right now she's recuperating. My second sister, si Ella, who's now in the States, graduated here in Makati Med Dermatology. And kami ng brother ko, my only brother, si Mikey, we're both in broadcast. Mikey's also with your network.
Oh, wow.
In Davao.
In Davao.
So he does the news there. In your
network. That's right. Yeah. So si Mikey...
Mikey's my younger brother.
Oh, my God. A small world. Okay. Elementary and high school were spent at Davao City Special School and... And then you moved to Ateneo.
Ateneo in college, yes.
Ateneo in college, right? Can you tell us more about your elementary days and high school days?
Oh, yeah. It's a very good thing you asked because that's the only thing I always remember every time somebody asks me about my career. So because my first epiphany was I was crowned by my teacher with a lampaso for being the noisiest guy in class. Because I would not stop talking. I would mimic my teachers, all my teachers. I even had this very brilliant math teacher na would come in at 9 in the morning, lasing. But he was real brilliant in math, and I would imitate him. So there was one time I would play a prank sa classmates ko by pretending to be him.
Okay.
And come in the room, and then but I would hide beneath the door and go,
All right, everybody, get one half piece of paper now.
And then everybody would like sit down already. I was like, then my teacher crowned me that lampaso because... And years later, I went back to actually look for that teacher. And I saw her, Mrs. Sonoria. I shook her hand. Sabi ko, ma'am. Sabi ko, you know, without that, I would have not been in where I am. Because these are moments, kumbaga milestones in your life, yes, that you look back. Una, when you think of it, parang napahiya ako dun. But then again, if you look back, you go, no, it was a good thing it happened. So that's how colorful my life was. I would never stop talking. So going to high school and then to college, I would join oratorical contests. Even though I don't know what an oration is, how different it is from a declamation. Basta sabi ko, mag-English ka lang dyan, okay na yan. So you would just go there, and then and then my dad said, you know, are you sure about, because I was supposed to be a doctor.
Oh, so you were supposed to follow your
supposed to follow, yeah. Being the junior, you're supposed to be the next doctor. But I told my dad, you know, all your years treating people, I might kill them because I don't have the heart. You yourself told me that if you want to go for something, it has to be driven by passion. Because if you don't have passion, you will not succeed. So sabi ko, I took the more, at that time kasi, di ba, we were not, in broadcast, back in the 80s, was not really much of a lucrative business in the province. Magkano naman siweldo mo noon? 600 pesos.
Lit lang.
Depende. So my dad said, when I told him that I don't want to become a doctor anymore, and he gave me this look and said, in his voice pa, ano yung pakain mo sa asawa mo? Plaka. Kaset. Pero literally, I slept on records, which in a part of my career growing up in broadcast. Because it may not be a lucrative business for you because you're a doctor, but that's where my heart is. I want to make people happy. This is the talent that's given to you. You might as well pay it forward and share your talent and just give it to everybody. So yun, when I took that not so popular route to broadcast, buo talaga yung loob ko. Bahala na anong mangyari.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind kahit i-outcast na ako ng tatay ko. At that time, he even called me a boarder sa bahay because I would only come home. Kasi when you start in broadcast, they won't give you the good shifts. You know, you were never, you were trained not to demand for something, but you have to work for it.
Yeah.
So, tayo, in that school of hard knocks, we learned to find our place.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were not the assuming people. We just had to prove ourselves.
Yes.
So, yun, I would come home when he's about to leave the house. Because that's the time after my graveyard shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come home, parang paalis na siya, I would just take a shower and then go back to the station. And then find other work things to do, like clean records, sort records, make cassette loops for the... Kasi provincials, we just used cassette tapes. We didn't have carts.
Yeah.
All these things I would do every day and not get tired. I would just say, oh, if I finish this, what's the next thing to do? So my dad, parang, eventually he gave in. On the day I got married, he said, okay, you proved yourself. At least you're not gonna feed your wife
cassette tapes.
You'll feed your wife CDs now. CDs na, 90s na. So, but yun, my dad really is also part of where I, you know, what I am today. He would never admit it openly that he likes my job, but he could see that through other people, that in the province, kasi when you're in radio, you have to, you really have to find your place. Meaning, not like in Manila kasi everything gets magnified na. In the province, it's different eh. People actually know you. So magkamali ka ng isang beses, alam na ng buong barangay yan. So, bilang lahat ng galaw mo.
Bilang galaw. Now, when you got into radio, I suppose you also had an idol, no? Before you talk about that idol of yours back in Davao City, let's listen to one of your creations. This is a 99.5 RT plug for DJs.
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
Crank it up now.
Hi, this is Inka. Here on the RT30, we've had more than a few suggestions to do the countdown when they're not working or not at school. So starting this Friday and every Friday after, catch me from 6 p.m. till 9 in the evening.
Crank it way up.
For the 30 most requested songs of the week.
The RT30.
If you want to vote for them.
With Inka.
My name is Inka. I'm your radio puppet mistress.
69 p.m.
on RT.
Wow. Now, I asked for several of your favorite voiceover work, and this is one of the productions that you gave me. What makes that special?
I got to work with one of my idols in radio. Back in the province, we would wait for a friend to come home from summer to bring cassettes of air checks. Kasi before, they would record yung mga radio shows. And then they put it in shoe boxes. I remember that kasi when I pick some, ako pa yung, I'll pick you up at the airport. Pero ang pakay ko talaga nun, I just want to get that shoe box.
Yeah.
And I would listen to these tapes. I'm like, first time I heard the likes of Jeremiah Jr. These for me are, I respect so much. Even up to today, when I see him, I have nothing but respect for the guy. North Andrew. And a cast of other radio greats. But see, Jerry, for me, was the Magic Johnson of radio for me at that time. Because Jerry was very warm, very creative, very bubbly. It's not afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, people love it when he makes a mistake. Kasi ang galing niyang mag-bounce back. And for us, in broadcast, you know, like, wow, that's hard. That is so hard. So that, and I know for a fact that he's very good at production. Technically, this guy knows what he wants. The sound, piece it all together. I've seen him work and I go, wow. This particular plug, I remembered I was in Davao pa at the time. I was about to start my work sa government. But he called. He said, can you fly here? Fly first flight and then take the last flight. Let's just record you one whole day. So it was the first time that I actually got directions from my idol. I did not know what to do, what to say. I was like awestruck. And then he just goes, no, just have fun. And I didn't know he was recording it. So how would you want to say it? So go, oh yeah, 99.5 RT. I say it high pitch. 99.5 RT. He was recording all these things already.
Mm-hmm.
I go, wow. Next thing I knew, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he emails me. Listen, I go like, wow.
Is that me?
Wow. So I go like, wow. To work with the guy, I mean, to idolize him is one thing, but to work with him is
another,
a whole different thing. It's like, see, when I say that, it's like, these are the people, one of the people who give me that inspiration every single day.
Well, how does it feel now that you, both your voices are really on demand?
It still has not sunk in. You know, we now met in person now, and and you would know, because like ako, I have yet to look back. Because right now, I know every morning when you wake up, you say thank you, I still have my voice. When you pray, say thank you, I still have talent to share. Thank you, my brain is still working. I always had this thing about, I will only stop when I wake up one day and my heart does not beat fast anymore. You're not excited to go out there anymore. There's no rush. Because every morning before you go to work, there's always this rush. I'm pretty sure you feel that rush too. Before that camera rolls, there's that rush. And you know that's a good thing.
Yes.
Because it keeps you on your toes. It tells you that you're going to do good.
Performance level. Performance level,
And you will also feel really... you'd feel there's something wrong if you wala kang kaba. Because now that's telling you, wait, baka naging complacent ka na sa trabaho mo. Or maybe you don't love your work anymore.
When did you realize that you were Manila material?
Ah, yeah. Good question. In 95, while I was still working for Quest in Davao to set up the stations back in 91 to 95. We Visayans, we always have this joke. We call it mababaan ka. You know, if you tell a joke, people say, ay, baka maging totoo yan. And I would joke around with my local DJ friends and go like, you know, one day I'll be in Manila. You know, and usapang lasing or whatever. And true enough, one day, Manila calls and says, there's one DJ going out. And we went around Cagayan, Kent, Cebu cannot commit over the sister station, the provincial stations. Manila says, you're the one we want. How fast can you fly here? So sabi ko, is this a joke? And I go, I'm a provinciano. What will I do there? So I said, without batting an eye, I said, yes. With only 3,000 pesos in my pocket to my name. I said yes. So when I got here noong 95, I was sabi ko, this is it. This is the big league, kumbaga. This is all or nothing. When you say all or nothing, when you go out there to perform, don't perform to impress your colleagues. Go out there to perform to make people happy. Because if you start impressing your colleagues, that will be your downfall. So I kept that in mind. With 3,000 pesos, I was living. Hindi pa na-adjust yung salary ko noon. And then I'd never forget that year because that was the year where Typhoon Rosing struck direct Manila. And I was living in Cubao in a friend's place pa. I remember after my first board work there, sabi ko, I cried because I was standing there at this dilapidated waiting shed in front of Meralco. In front of Philcomsen, that across the street, signal the typhoon was about to hit. It hit 10 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock, nandun pa ako. No taxi. Muulan ng lakas. I was crying, and then I whipped out my old smartphone and I called my mom and said, "I wanna go home." My mom said, "Wala ka pang tatlong buwan dyan, uuwi ka na." Parang ganun.
How old were you then?
25.
Oh my God.
25.
A young 25-year-old provinciano.
Provinciano.
In Manila, but you know, Bong. I'll call you Bong. Not Sunny. I'll call you Bong. My God, it's Magic 89.9 you're talking about here.
Yeah.
And this is the Magic 89.9.
Magic 89.9. At the height of its popularity, I love the guys. They never made me feel. I was a provinciano. They never made me feel that. With the likes of Joe Domingo, with the likes of Ken Fortune, Little David, Paul Reno at the time. Mm-hmm. They made me feel at home, and they knew my situation at that time. So they all helped me at one point until I could already sink in, I mean, blend in already and up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back at it, sabi ko, kung nakayanan ko nga nun at the time na umabot na ng 600 pesos yung nasa bulsa ko, syempre, ang yabang ka ba? DJ ako eh. DJ ako. Pag may 600 pesos ko dito, pag DJ ako, may GC pa ba dyan? May GC pa ba dyan? These are the things that I would say have helped shape me.
Mm.
Just to, you know, wag ka mahiya. Mm. Go out there. One shot, make it count.
Mm-hmm.
Always have.
Magic 89.9, the top-notch Class A radio station, FM radio station in Manila, where Lasallians would listen, Adenistas would listen, and of course, coming from the province, I could just imagine the insecurity. Because yung jokes mo would be from the province and the way you would. But then again, you never showed it. You never sounded like a provinciano. So let's hear one of those clips of Magic 89.9 and one of your past performances. Let's listen to it.
Today's best music, Magic 89.9. It's a great day for us to play your music today, so let it in. We'll just play it for you. No problem.
That was then at Magic 89.9. Right now, let's play one of your tracks, performances, one of those days in the morning. It's a 99.5 Play FM. Yes. Let's hear it. And that program is part of a
weekly countdown.
Weekly countdown.
We call it the playlist every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
It's a very fast countdown.
Uh-huh.
it's like squeezing 30 songs in 2 hours.
Now, where did you get or develop the accent that you have? I mean, you can speak Tagalog or I listen to you almost. Well, every day.
Sometimes Bisaya.
Bisaya. Tapos, of course, one thing I like about you is that when you speak Bisaya or Tagalog talaga.
Yes.
Bisaya talaga. You don't try to...
I do my best.
No, you don't try to put accent. Because there are some DJs who put accent in their Tagalog and Bisaya. And when you speak in English, you really speak like an American. Californian accent.
Yeah. Part of my life, I actually grew up in the States for I spent 2 years. At the most informative age, actually. I was 6 years old. At the time of martial law, my father decided na, let's all migrate to the States. Kasi martial law at the time. So 1976.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent around a good 2 years there until my mom said, you know, bahala na may martial law, uwi na tayo because nahuhumsik ako. But during those times, sa aming magkapatid, I was the only one who really wanted, who really made an effort to retain that. So coming back from the States, diba, and your most informative years, you assimilate and then you get that, you get that that accent.
That accent, yeah.
And then coming back to the Philippines, I would always practice that accent.
Great.
I would practice that accent every time. But my father would never talk to me in English. He would all, in the house, we would speak Ilonggo or Bisaya or Tagalog. And then it took me some time again to get back to speaking Bisaya because at 6 to 7 years old, when your brain is like a sponge, it really retains what it can. So it took me another 2-3 years to get back to Bisaya and Tagalog. Mm-hmm. But that's the one thing I like is when you put me somewhere, it won't be hard for me to assimilate, mm-hmm. to get something. Mm-hmm. Like I stayed in Iloilo with my Lola for some time, in less than a month, because I wanted to learn Ilonggo. Uh-huh. In 2 weeks, then I started speaking Ilonggo with the twang.
Okay.
And then before, while I was still married, I in Oslo, I had to learn the language. Uh-huh. Then I could speak the language.
You spoke the language and...
With the twang also, I wanted to learn because I would listen to their radio. Oh, so they go like this. They would go like, Nitini Point Fem FM. And they would go like that. And I would go like that in the house. Nitini Point Fem FM. What did he say? He said 99.5 FM. Oh, okay. So that's what he said. Okay. So parang, I'm very thankful to God. Every time I go to church, that's the first thing I thank kay Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you for blessing me with talent. Mm-hmm. And now, at my age, which is not really a prime age in CHR format, in this type of format I'm in right now, mm-hmm. I'm doing all I can to impart mm-hmm. sa mga new talents. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that I now realize na God gave you talent, mm-hmm. pay it forward. Mm-hmm. That's the least you can do.
So when you do these voice over, you change your voice. That's mm-hmm. that's what I noticed. You can mimic actors, actors with like Neeson, Liam Neeson.
I can do that here.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And then you can do my favorite Sean Connery. But
The Rock is now a tourist attraction.
And my all-time favorite, of course, James Earl Jones.
You are my son. You are my son, Hakeem.
I'd love doing that.
You should, speaking of James Earl Jones, you should be copying him while you do the voice and CNN.
Oh, that's funny. You know, when I did that audition for them, I actually sent my take on a James Earl Jones mm-hmm. attempt.
Okay.
So I met the guys there and they said, anything but the James Earl Jones. Why? It's patented. Ah, okay. You cannot do that. Ah, okay. So you have to do your own style. Ah, okay.
Let's listen to this.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So James would say,
this is CNN.
He would go that way and I would go like every day. I would go, what did he say? What did he say?
This is CNN.
Damn. It's like, wow, kaya pala yun.
Wait, I met Joe Cipriano in Los Angeles, and you sound alike in your regular conversational voice. I mean, you sort of have the same pitch, you know. But how do you guys manage to go lower?
Oh, okay. I had no formal training. When you grow up, like back in the 80s, because the only thing, there was no internet, mm-hmm. there was just radio and TV. Mm-hmm. And having said that, I would spend more hours on TV mm-hmm. while I was mm-hmm. supposed to be studying. My dad doesn't know that. Nakaw ako parate, and I would mm-hmm. wait for anything that uh-huh. I would mimic. Mm-hmm. I love mimicking. Mm-hmm. Even up to now, I still mimic some networks. Mm-hmm. Because it's, for me, it's something that keeps me sharp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you start doing that, you find your own, kumbaga, range. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did my father. You know, there's one thing that I'm not saying. Naman, I'm blaming my father, but I got my father's voice, mm-hmm. and this is not my father's voice. This is mm-hmm. now a product of how many years of
modulation,
abusing your voice
and cigarettes and.
And all these things. And my dad would say, sakit lang naman mo. Ganun.
So that was your voice before.
That was smaller than that. Parang galing ko noon kasi malala ko, and dad, don't kill me. Back in high school, the guidance counselor would call the house. Kasi absent ako ng absent. So sabi ko, alam ko yan, mga 2 o'clock tatawag yung school. So I'd wait up there in the phone and pretend that I'm my dad. Sabi niya, hello. He's like, Doc, yung anak niyo po, ano? Hindi po pumapasok. Gano'ng katagal na? 2 linggo. May sakit yan. Ah, okay po. Thank you. Tapos. And I go, oh, I have talent now. And then you just, you just practice that, getting that low voice. I really hated my voice so much that every day I would get this glass, cover my mouth, and then, this is just a funny exercise, I'm not saying you guys do this, but I would do that and cover my mouth, and then I would go the lowest tone. Ooh. Until your mouth gets filled up with air. So every day, sabi nga nung kaibigan ko, anong wisdom niyan? Sabi ko, ayaw ko, baka ma-stretch lang yung vocal cords mo. Parang ganun. Kasi di ba singers, they warm up. Ganun.
That's right.
Baka ganun din sa atin. Ganun. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I got it. I just got it. Maybe because of the constant practice. Mm-hmm. Every time I board in the morning, it's now different. Because when you're in this radio format, you have to sound younger. Mm-hmm. So every morning when I warm up, it's always the reverse. Now it's not the I go the higher pitch, para mag loosen up yung chords mo. By the time it's at 6 o'clock in the morning, my voice is not Darth Vader.
So you noticed actually that your voice still continues to go deeper as the years go by.
I mean, it gets stressed sometimes. Ngayon nga, you can't even sing because I used to also have a band. And being the lead vocalist in the band, when you would sing songs like "You Too," you know that these songs really would demand a lot from you. And now I can't hit those notes anymore. Talagang there's a certain limit na lang. Alam mong gas-gas na. So now, at some point in my, I think it was early 2000s, I was diagnosed with a node here on my cords. There are two actually now. And I had a throat doctor see it. Sabi niya, hindi naman siya cancerous. And it's not growing. Yun lang, don't abuse it. So I try to get as much sleep as I can to rest it. Kasi not like before na I could go like days and days of recording. Yeah. Now, certain period, I have to rest it.
I noticed that too in broadcast because I do the broadcast in the morning. The
I can do you too. I can do your voice.
I do the broadcast and then after that my radio and then like now I've lost my voice already now as we speak. No, it's kind of it gets husky.
Husky, yeah.
Heat up now and then you need to sleep to get it back. You know, it's not the same anymore.
At least 6 hours.
At least six hours, diba? All right, now let's talk about family. I mean, you're here, your kids are in Oslo, and it must be. I mean, though you're working for Play FM, which is a top-notch radio station in Manila. I mean, it must be lonely. Also, how do you get lonely, or how do you deal with it? Before we talk about that, let's play one of your production materials again. Let's see. Okay, here it is.
Oh my God!
Continuous music.
Heard live from Davao City, Philippines. 105.9 DXMX FM, member KBB. The best mix of hip hop and R&B. Sunday rhythm and bounce. Davao City, turn it up loud. Loud. The best mix comes your way now.
That's 105.9 Mix FM Davao. Stinger.
Yeah.
Siguro grabe yung experience mo sa Davao City when you set that up, because that's, I mean, man, if you're a DJ, I was a DJ and I've always wanted to have a radio station. That's why I have this podcast dream, now.
I love your man cave.
Thank you. You know, it's difficult to set up your radio station, a radio station, because you need a franchise, it's so expensive, my goodness. And there was one time in my life
that I would say, would I do it again? Yes and no. On certain things like getting the papers done. That's actually mahirap to get the papers. But setting it up is easy. You know, it's just the red tape that goes along with it in this country. But that's how it is.
Tell us about the experience in Mix FM. I thought you guys were really doing well.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we never lost. The only thing that happened at that time was I was already busy in local government.
Oh.
And then we also had other businesses to attend to aside from the station. And just so happened that there was a good offer. And even if I didn't want to, we had to because it was a very viable option. So we let go. We sold it. And then we still have the other businesses running, but naman. At least at some point, you say, "Yeah, I did that."
You're still partnered with Mr. Ong.
Yes, we are.
Randall Ong, and you moved to the city hall. You started working with a very famous Leo Duterte is running for president now. And Sara Duterte, who's known for boom.
Yeah, I was there too.
That was a big shift.
It was a very colorful thing.
How was it? I mean, from FM work. Radio, and now you're the main guy doing the media work for Davao City.
At that time, I think they noticed my work sa KBP. At that time, I assumed chairmanship kasi it was kind of a medyo turbulent time sa KBP. Mm-hmm. And then we managed to turn it around. Mm. And I think when Mayor Roddy, was scouting for, we need young faces, we need young blood, ganun. Mm-hmm. I think it was the way we did it as a team. Nasabi nung mga kasama na, might want to consider him. And I owe it to some of the older media manongs. Mm-hmm. I call them all manongs. Because out of respect. And when they recommended me, sabi ko, I cannot do that job. Mm. I don't want to. But then again, when Mayor Roddy said, you owe it to the city. You're not doing, this is beyond you. Mm-hmm. I could still remember that. Because when he called me to go to City Hall, and I thought they were kidding. I thought the past chairman of KBP who went to me sa mix said, kakausapin ka daw ni Mayor Roddy. So, ako? Sino ba ako? Hindi naman ako kilala ni Mayor Roddy at the time. When I got there, I was in sandals, maong, and t-shirt. Uh-huh. My usual Davao get-up. Uh-huh. Na I'm so at home with my barrio.
Yeah.
When I got there, so, oh no, si Mayor nga.
Totoo nga.
Yeah, and then he got to me, parang sabi niya, no, you owe it to the city. Mm. Kailan mo pa ba gawin yan? Mm. You want to take it, you know, you want to show now that you are, you want to know if you can really give it to, mm-hmm. to the people, then go. Siyempre, who am I to say no to Mayor Roddy?
Of course.
When he tells you straight, eye to eye, uh-huh. you don't second guess already, mm. because if he says I know you can. Mm. So that was another step in my career that I would never thought na nababaan na pud ko.
Nababaan na pud ka.
Nababaan na pud ko.
What did you exactly do in the city hall? Tourism, media?
I ran tourism operations for the entire city. Mm-hmm. I had no idea of what tourism was about. Mm. So I ran it with common sense. Sabi lang ni Mayor Roddy, see what needs to be fixed sa tourism industry. You know what it takes to be there on the front line for the tourist. Mm-hmm. Because Mayor Roddy says, you know, I have so much on my plate. Mm-hmm. So I off hands, because again, mm-hmm. let's try to do some things. Mm-hmm. During his term, we were able to set up, actually, I gave him a policy framework. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, Mayor Roddy, we are working without a policy framework here. This, at the end of his term, coming into Inday, I already turned over, I made this really good framework for barangay, comprehensive barangay ecotourism. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was analyzing what the city had, because we don't have much funds mm-hmm. for tourism infrastructure, but we do have the capacity to build it from community-based, mm-hmm. which would set, in turn, the bigger picture to prepare these communities for tourism in a bigger perspective, mm-hmm. which they liked. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that some of the barangays now are using it. Mm. So, again, having no idea about tourism, I just had to learn along the way.
You created the pro forma of how to deal with, how to create tourism.
How to create tourism, touch base with all the other players.
Were you able to apply your media experience?
Of course, mm-hmm. of course. You know, it's in media, it's all about the presentation. Yeah. So, dazzle me. Yeah, and then when they presented it, everybody liked it. Mm. I was happy. And then at that time, when Mayor Sara was proclaimed, I went immediately to her office and said, "Ma'am," she was still vice mayor at that time. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, mm-hmm. "I'd like to let you know that the office that I'm in right now, I'm going to vacate na because I'm coterminous, but and then Mayor Inday just said." Hindi pa ako nakatapos nun. She said, iiwanan mo na kami. Sabi ko, ma'am, I don't want to assume. Sabi niya, what if kung sabihin ko, kailangan kita para tumulong uli? Sabi ko, oh, then go. Next thing I knew, she goes like, okay, you take half of tourism and then you 2 city press. Mm-hmm. Because local media likes you. Because you're fast. Mm-hmm. You're quick to address. Mm-hmm. So at that time, when Mayor Sa Inday started, I was handling two offices. I was, yun ang doon ako tumanda. Talagang first in, last out. Sabi ko, this is what it takes to be an employee, a servant. Okay naman siya eh. It's just like your body can only take so much. But it was something that I will never regret and look back and say, you know, I had the privilege to serve. Kahit hindi ka elected, you still had the privilege to serve. And looking back, when I Viber Inday up to today, you know, she would always ask about, oh, remember the time about this, about that? Yeah, I remember the time. We would just laugh and then...
And she punched the sheriff.
And she punched the sheriff. Yeah.
How did you manage that situation, by the way?
Oh, that was really tough. What the people didn't know, kasi at that time, that I was with her even at the eve of the flash flood. Kasi magkapit-bahay lang kami. Like one house lang. I remember that it was 12 midnight. Her assistant called me, sir, kailangan po kayo ni ma'am sa public safety. So, tingin ko, alas 12, umuulan sa labas. Akala ko lang, it's a regular rain. So when I got there, sabi ko, baha, super baha. I saw Ma'am Inday na naka-jogging pants, chinelas, t-shirt lang. Sabi ko, ma'am, sabi niya, I had to rush. She drove herself all the way to the public, ano, because she couldn't wait for the bodyguards because of the flash flood. So I was there with her, public safety. The chief of traffic was there too. We were the ones coordinating with even the taxi cabs. This is what they don't know. Even the taxi operators on site were helping us with the radios. Okay, help this one. May ganito, may ganito. This is what the people didn't know at that time. I say that because before that, her daughter kasi got admitted na. She was having this really hard time. She had a problem with her respiratory system. So that already was kind of giving Inday already stress. Personal life. And then here comes the flash flood. And then here comes the demolition. So wala na siyang tulog for like 2 days.
Init ulo.
Init na talagang ulo niya. But I was there because I knew it was something that, sabi ko, konting bagay na lang to, something's about to, and it just snapped. Because we were at the ground zero that morning. And we were supposed to be distributing already. And the next thing I knew, Mayor Inday left me. All of a sudden. Tapos wala pang after 30 minutes, I think I got a call. Local networks already asking, totoo ba? So I had to rush to the area. And then I saw, ito pala yung
she nangyari. Snapped for a reason pala.
Yeah.
Reasons that we don't know. Only now.
She was really, you know, she really had her hands full. I mean.
But that was also unique in a way that social media was becoming the in thing in the Philippines. And that became really big.
Very big. Very big. It was one thing that Inday said she was never proud of. But it happened. We can't do anything about it anymore. You know, I admire the Duterte spirit. Just to, you know, that's what, if there's one thing I learned from them, just keep your head up. If you knew that you did not do anything wrong, just keep your head up.
You mentioned the Duterte spirit, and I was going to just let it go. because I was going to ask you the question that I was supposed to ask you before we took a break, which is about your kids in Oslo. Well, he's running for president.
Yeah.
You think he'd be a good president?
If I answer this question, it will be based on my experience, the privilege I had. Because to look back briefly lang, when I left that day, it was my last day, he was also like my dad. Because every time I would see him, he would always give me an advice. Always yan. Like the first lesson I learned from Mayor Roddy was, never make me sign something and turn my back on people. That's a public document. If I sign something, let me sign it in front of people to see what I'm signing.
Oh, wow.
I got called out for that. Sabi niya, kasi he has this weekly thing sa City Hall. So I had to present him a document. Sabi niya, Senor, he calls me Senor, next time, if you make me sign something sa harapan ng tao, ha, hindi yan tinatago. That's a public document. I never forget that. The same with Mayor Inday. The same thing. Ba't tayo nang tatago? Dito tayo. Ma'am, sir, dito tayo. How can you not admire people like them? the simplicity and the outward, you know, the openness,
transparency,
the transparency alone, they would feel better if we talk in public than we talk, unless it's a sensitive matter like security. I say that because on the night I said goodbye na, ay paalam na ako. Mayor Roddy was, I already said goodbye to Mayor Inday. Yeah, tears, yakapan, said thank you, you know. And then Mayor Roddy also the same thing. He just stood up and said, you know, we owe you for the time that you, you know, for the time that you have sacrificed. Sabi ko, no, I owe you. I owe the city. I'm, you know, sabi niya, anytime you want to help, we're here. Sabi ni Mayor Roddy. And I just found out from Mayor Roddy kasi why. My lolo pala and his father were also together, undivided Davao. My lolo was the parang first city attorney, parang ganun, of the undivided Davao. He was the right hand of then Governor Duterte. And Mayor Roddy told me, I was the little kid running between both offices.
Okay.
To send the secret messages daw.
So he saw you already before.
Para sabi niya na, that's why when I know your family.
Why did you leave Inday?
At that time, because of family.
Because you were flying to Norway?
To Norway. Because I sacrificed a lot. That I forgot my kids were growing up. At that time, my ex-wife was also there, you know. So sabi ko, sayang naman. Baka mamaya my kids will grow up not knowing me. Parang I've given so much of myself to everybody except my kids. So, yun, I left because of that.
You wanted to make it up to them.
Especially my kids, yes.
Your kids. And your kids were already in Norway.
In Norway. At that time, naging inatay din ako because they were still with me before they flew to Norway.
Oh, okay.
So, at that time, I was also...
single parent.
Single parent, yes. So, I had a daughter. Okay lang yung son. But the daughter, like, how can I brush your hair? How will I braid your hair? And all these things. So, I had to learn. And my kids eventually now, especially my son and my daughter, they understand. And I'm still there. Sabi ko, and, you know, if they want to see me naman, when they come home here for vacation, I make it a point that we go out.
And how long did you stay in Oslo?
Pabalik-balik. There's always a time in the year that I would go spend 2-3 months there.
Pero meron talaga, nawala ka talaga eh.
Nawala ako.
So you were really out of radio.
Yes.
And you were just going back and forth because of some businesses left in Davao.
Yes. But I would record some stuff there and then send it, email it, and then they would play it as if there's a show going. Because at that time, I was, what would I do there? Aside from studying, most of the time I would do household chores.
So something's got to give, you know. you lived a pretty much a good life here in Davao and in Manila, and working for top radio stations, top notch stations, and of course all of the parties left and right, temptations left and right, and you know yung buhay ng ano ng
buhay ng DJ,
celebrity DJ, and what happened? What happened to your marriage?
Oh yeah.
Before you answer that question, let's play another favorite stinger.
Yeah, sure.
That you created, and would you like to choose the stinger?
Yeah. Actually, they're all pretty much. I like all of them. Simply because it takes a lot to make one.
Why don't we do it differently this time?
Sure.
Let's play a commercial advertisement that you voiced.
Sure. No problem.
Well, let's do that.
These days, getting ahead means getting connected. If you want the world to know who you are, go global. Go online. Offshorestudios.com can help you. Web design and development, web hosting, domain registration, and other related services are just a few of what these guys can do. You want proof? Click on it. www.offshorestudios.com or email it. info@offshorestudios.com. That's info@offshorestudios.com. For digital designs and solutions development, www.offshorestudios.com. Click on it. That's www.offshorestudios.com.
That was a great commercial by Bong, Sunny B. How were you able to get into the commercial space, creating ads.
By accident. Uh-huh. By accident. Uh-huh. Part of my job when I got here back in 95 was to help with production. Mm-hmm. In radio, kasi, we also have local commercials. So mm-hmm. you would produce, mm-hmm. You would write, and then it would get aired. And then for some reason, some of the creatives, producers from agencies would notice your work and they would call you in. But I remember that night, I was supposed to be set for what do you call this? Parang screening of some sorts. Parang they could voice bank you. Audition. But apparently that night they needed somebody to really voice something.
Really happens, no?
It was raining. Uh-huh. I had to brave the rain all the way to Amor Solo, mm-hmm. one of the studios there. Mm-hmm. Tapos sabi nila, can you just say this line lang? That line, this was one line for a denim, a popular mm-hmm. denim, mm-hmm. US denim. So I said that line. Sabi ko, ah, okay, good. When will I know if you guys get approved? Sabi mm-hmm. nila, that airs tonight. Really? Tonight? She goes, yeah, tonight. So I rushed back home. Sabi niya, mga 10:30, abangan mo. So when I saw it on TV, that one line made me cry. So now I know I'm in the big league. And then sunod-sunod siya. From anything from noodles to mm-hmm. to almost everything at that time. Talagang mm-hmm. I was so blessed with work because it was not just your talent. Mm-hmm. It was all about your attitude. Mm-hmm. I remember my first producer at that time, who was very good. His name is Steve Visagas, who's also from Mindanao. Mm-hmm. Worked with Makan at that time. Mm-hmm. Told me, you know what? Having talent is one thing. But being dependable, being reliable, it's everything. Mm-hmm. So no matter what happens, be on time. Mm-hmm. Never make the producer wait. Mm-hmm. Because time is valuable. Mm-hmm. So yan, parati yung ugali ko. Pag may 2 p.m., 1:30, if I know I'm gonna come in late, mm-hmm. I call them ahead of time. I apologize for the inconvenience, but I'm right here right now just to let you know that I'm on my way. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Never make them wait.
Talagang ano, professionalism.
Never make them, yeah. Because it's still a small industry. Mm-hmm. And you know how reputations naman, eh, the bad reputations, they go around really fast.
Yes. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't want to have a bad reputation. That's right. I want to keep it lang na, maasahan siya. But I'd rather have that than magaling siya. Mm-hmm. Hindi. Gusto ko yung masahan mo yan. Mas masarap sa akin.
Maraming magagaling, maganda ang boses, maraming
maganda ang diction, work ethic,
ugali, wala.
All that's. And that goes with almost everything, even mm-hmm. in broadcast.
Yeah.
You may have talent, mm-hmm. you may be good, but your work ethics, no.
And if you have a bad attitude, then that's it.
It goes around.
That's it. It's easy.
It goes around.
All right. Earlier we talked about marriage. I mean, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Failed marriage. Mm-hmm. First marriage. Why was this? Was this because of...
Oh, yeah. Distance? Yeah, that's one. Mm-hmm. With due respect to her, I and she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. It was really more of the principles behind our jobs. Mm-hmm. And then eventually distance got into already. Yeah. And it just took its toll. Mm-hmm. I can say that wala namang hatred. Eh. Mm-hmm. It just, mm-hmm. it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. And you know it. So I respect her. She's the mom of my children. I always mm-hmm. tell my children, you know, nanay niyo yan. Mm-hmm. Kung meron mang problema yan, it's just between me and her. Mm-hmm. You're not the reason for anything. That's mm-hmm. I always keep in mind that my kids are, you know, mm-hmm. still grounded, and then they would know na this just happens.
You have a plug in RT, in Play FM. Love, proceed with extreme caution.
That's my boss.
That's Carlo, right?
That's Carlo. He's right. Also one of my idols in production. Yeah. This guy, I tell you, I can't even come half to his production, his mm-hmm. work ethics in production. Mm-hmm. He's very sharp.
Well, Carlo, Carlo became Carlo because you left Magic.
Apart from that, he also mm-hmm. He really worked his
way. Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, he's a hard worker. I've met the guy, and I have high respects for him also. Mm-hmm. But since I followed your career as an audio guy as well, and he actually rose to the occasion.
Yes.
When you left Magic.
Yes, and I'm happy that he did.
It's great stuff. So there's this perceived
with extreme caution. Yeah.
When your wife went to Oslo, so the love was still there.
It was still there, yeah.
But somehow the distance talaga, no?
Yeah.
Hirap talaga, no?
Pag kasi, you know how it is sometimes. Pag meron kayong unresolved issues, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect. Even the couples who stayed the longest still would admit that there are still things naman that you just have to accept. Mm-hmm. Again, I will never blame her.
Mm-hmm.
Much more accuse her of anything, but I would just say this: don't push for something that doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than deepen the wound,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just have to cut it.
Does this give you? Oh, of course, it gives you a unique perspective when you're out there going on air. And did this make you a better radio announcer?
Yeah, that's a good point. Right now, working today
mm-hmm.
in a radio station with kids, I call them kids half my age.
We were old.
I'm not ashamed to say that, yes, I am the oldest CHR DJ left.
Oldest in the morning show.
And oldest in the morning show, too. But it's because of my children that keep, you know, they keep me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Carlo, I owe a lot to, I would not, you know, Carlo is, as my boss also, is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows my story.
Mm-hmm.
So every time, you know, we would get into challenging situations, he would also remind me, hey, you're doing mm-hmm. it for your kids. Always remember, when you go on the air, your kids are there. They mm-hmm. listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want your kids to remember? You want your son to remember you that, your dad's the jerk. Or your dad's like
the shock jock.
Yeah, the shock jock. And no, of course, you would want your children to be amazed still. Now, wow, that's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I have no fear naman on that day that I will become hindi naman irrelevant, but you would know that you passed already your prime mm-hmm. in radio.
When you'll be playing classical music.
Oh, I still love playing classical music. As a matter of fact, diba, at some point I went to K-Light.
Mm.
K-Light is adult contemporary.
Mm.
So, at home ka. Kasi yan yung kapanahonan mo eh.
No, what I mean, Beethoven and Bach.
Beethoven and Bach, yeah. I do that downtime.
I love listening to DZFE.
The classics, yeah. The classics.
Oh, great stuff.
Good selection.
We should have a program.
And we should also have like one downtime day.
That's right.
Yeah. So yeah, parang these are things that my kids keep me grounded.
Carlo's Christian, right?
He is.
I mean, because I hear him on air and he talks a lot.
He preaches a lot also now of, that's the mission now of the station. To bring back radio as it should be,
mm-hmm.
as far as CHR format is concerned. Kasi, let's face it, come on, let's mm-hmm. be realistic. Ang dami na ngayon toilet humor. I mean, it's so bordering na. Alam mo naman natin eh. Come on, let's not kid anybody on the air. But, mm-hmm. it has already fulfilled its way past its
prime.
So let's get back to
basics.
Mm-hmm. What should kids listen to? Ang dami mm-hmm. ng distractions ngayon. Mm-hmm. And these kids know more than what we think.
Mm-hmm.
So the least you can do right now is just make them feel good
mm-hmm.
and try not to be bastos.
Let's go back to nation building.
Yeah.
It's cliche, but that's how it is.
As it is. And that's moral. Why we have segments now. Like Carlo even introduced that thankful for. Like mm-hmm. we would actually stop that. Mm-hmm. That was Carlo's brain. That's Carlo's mm-hmm. brainchild. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because like at first I'm like, are you serious? We're going to stop the music? I mean, yeah. You have to be thankful about something.
Mm-hmm. Galing.
So that's his brainchild. Yeah. And above water, that's Carlo's brainchild.
Above water.
That's Carlo's brainchild.
Galing, no? When I'm driving and I listen, oh wow, above water, keep yourself above water.
Yeah. How bad can a day get?
I know. Yeah. Goodness.
These are the things now that we rally. Sabi ng iba, medyo corny. Sabi ko, I say no. It depends on how you present mm-hmm. it.
How do you get into the minds of the younger generation? It's easy to say keep yourself above water, but before they listen to you, you got to be influential in a way as well.
First of all, as a DJ, as a broadcast person, you have to be aware of what's happening around you every day. Like what you do. Mm. When you do your morning show, when you do your news, you know. Because you go around to, at some point of the day, you are also an ordinary citizen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you use this moment to take it all in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then before you go on your show, you process these things. How can I now channel this to a more constructive way? Mm-hmm. How can I now use my talent to put this into proper perspective? Mm-hmm. Ganun din sa radyo. It may appear as if, yeah, I'm having a good time, I'm shouting here, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I'm trying my best also to get through that to the psyche of these kids na, wait, I may be cool and that, but at the end of the day, we gotta do what is right. Mm-hmm. Yun yung mission every day. Mm-hmm. Carlo does that with us post-prod every day.
I'm 42 this year. You're 45.
45. You're rocking.
You rock the joint. You're saying that you also have to talk to younger people.
Yes.
And find out what's inside their minds.
Yeah, what's on their mind. Trying to get to that level. So how for me to learn, okay, what's a more effective? Like when I first got to play, Carlos said, "Oh, you'll be dealing with younger people now." So I know it's a challenge. It's, parang they don't know me. Mm-hmm. Which for me is good because at least we'll have precedence. Mm-hmm. But when I got in, parang some of them, I won't mention, was something, "Sonny, you don't have to say that on the air. That's so baduy." Ah, okay. So you learn. Then you adapt again.
Oh, yeah.
These new terms, parang, ah, okay. But, you know, you're bastardizing the English language. You do that, I'll do mine. Let's meet halfway na lang.
Okay.
But I can. Mm-hmm. Really, I can. Mm-hmm. The one thing I don't, that still makes me feel uncomfortable now is you're going on board with a camera now, with a webcam.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, you stream.
Yeah, as much as possible. Keep your head low because nasanay ka eh, nasa radyo. That's why I'm in radio, because I can play with your mind because you can only hear me. Malay niyo ba kung if I'm picking my nose while I'm talking or making funny faces or nakasando lang kami. Ganun. But now, because of technology, you have to dress up, you have to look groomed at 6 o'clock in the morning. I see you guys on TV, go like, mas malala yun sa kanila kasi TV na yan. Eh. Yeah. Magnified, mas magnified sila.
You always have to do that every day, day in, day out.
Yeah. Day in, day out. But you love it still. Mm-hmm. You love it still because you just remember why you're there. Yun lang. Just remember why you're there.
If there are 5 people you would like to say thank you at the end of this career, who will these people be?
Oh, that's tough. First up, it's the one today, Carlo. He's one.
Carlo.
He has seen a lot of me before, even sa province pa kasi magkabatch kami. He actually gave me that opportunity again. I'm not saying I was a washed out DJ, but the politics has changed a lot.
Different. It's a very closed industry.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now I'm happy that he gave me that shot, and very, you know, I can't be more thankful than enough already. Of course, my dad and my dad. Mm-hmm. It's hands down. He's still my rock. Mm-hmm. My 2 kids, you know, they keep me grounded and centered. And the last is my mom too, because it's actually my mom who has the talent. Kaya sa aming apat magkapatid, sabi nila, ikaw lang ang nakapagmana sa nanay mo, because my mom was a nightclub singer.
Oh, okay.
She was in a band before in the 50s, 60s, and she was supposed to have a good career in some Pagita Records at that time, but she chose my dad over a record deal.
What a lucky mom. Lucky dad.
Lucky dad. And sabi nila, oh, you got your talent, you got your, actually now, my voice, you got it from your mom. So, I was a, you know, to borrow the term, I was really a hard ass. But now, sabi ko sa kanila, you know, every time there's a milestone in my life, they're the first people I call. Mm-hmm. To thank. Mm-hmm. Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Thank you so much for your inspiring story, Bong.
Oh, yeah, that's not even half.
Well, there's got to be a part two.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for the privilege. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I finally get to say this in your show. Now, you know, I've been following also your career.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yours and fellow Mindanaoans, mm-hmm. Aljo, mm-hmm. and people from Alex and the contemporaries. Mm-hmm. And I feel so happy if I see you on TV or see you guys do something really good, because it makes me proud na ako Mindanaoan ko yun. You know, when other people see Mindanao as something as like, puro naman gera dyan, puro ano. You know, I would just shrug it off and smile and say, yeah, but you wouldn't have Martin, you wouldn't have me, you wouldn't have other people from Mindanao to share their talent with you. No? Mm-hmm. Parang, there's more to Mindanao mm-hmm. than just that.
Thank you so much for saying that. May you go forth and multiply.
May we go all out there and inspire. Look, let's just pay it forward and inspire.
Yeah, that's right. That's
inspire
right.
more people.
Once again, thank you.
Thank you. Honor, pleasure. Thank you.
This is the 81st episode of Martin's Man Cave and podcast.ph. Bong Aportadera, otherwise known as Sunny B on the radio. 99.5 Play FM. You can listen to him, watch him every 6 in the morning.
In the morning.
Until 10, right?
Until
9.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, Monday to Friday. Okay.
Before you prep for your show.
Yes. Before I prep for the for the radio show naman sa, no, sa Radyo 5.
But I see you in the morning too on TV.
On TV, yeah.
Kasi
on TV.
In between breaks, I would go to the pantry and then dun sa engineering room namin. Actually, kayo yung pinapanood ng engineering group namin for the morning.
Babatiin ko nga.
Kasi ano one, they like the way it's presented. Bottom line, they like the way it's presented.
Well, Lourdes de Vera has left the morning show, but another Dabawenyo has joined. Erwin Tulfo.
Yeah. and I know them too because of their sister.
Wanda?
Wanda. Wanda. I got to work with Wanda one too many times already while I was in tourism.
That's right.
That's why I respect that family too.
Well, this is the 81st episode of Martin's Man Cave once again, podcast.ph. You can download it for free on iTunes. You can also go to Spreaker, Podomatic. You can go to Stitcher. Go to our website, www.podcast.ph. Go to YouTube or Facebook. You can watch us now. It's not only about listening, but also watching. Thank you so much for joining us. See you then.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.